So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome to the Hotly Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hotly Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hotly Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show. 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 Crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hotly Crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the fast while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
How we do it from our guy Georgie. In fact, we have a brand new, if you haven't heard, a 3 o'clock hour banger from Georgie. And today we will debut the 4 o'clock hour banger from Georgie. And I just popped it on my Instagram as well. If you want to see a little video for it, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. But Georgie is throwing down bangers for the new year and we are playing them.
I watched the video and they call us the Avengers and I'm Iron Man. Didn't Iron Man die?
Spoiler alert.
Make Jimmy's the Hulk. Make me the Hulk. I don't want to be the dude that dies.
Who am I in the video? Well, I'm Captain America,
Captain
right?
America. Yeah, you'll never
die. Damn right, Georgie. Goddamn right, Georgie.
Why aren't I the Black Panther? I don't understand.
Catwoman. She's an Avenger.
Anyway, I mean, it seems almost like an impossibility. We have an entire week of shows leading up to a national championship game that the Miami Hurricanes are playing in, by the way. This has been over 20 years of false starts and false hopes and false alarms and we'd say the same thing when Kane's season was over every time. Can't believe I got fooled again. Right? I mean, that was kind of our mantra. Can't believe I got fooled again. I'm not going to get fooled again. And then the next season would roll around. We'd get fooled around. We'd get fooled again. And this time, there's no fooling. The Canes are playing for their first national title in over two decades. Now, they're 7.5-point underdogs to Indiana. I don't know if you watched that game Friday night. Indiana made a Oregon team look like a bad football team. And Oregon is not a bad football team. So I don't know where you stand on next Monday night's game, Crowder, but you, as good as we feel about the Canes, you have to have a little bit of pause based on what Indiana is making other teams look like during these playoffs.
It's there was times in my life that I was the bully. I was the biggest, strongest guy. You know, I fought all the time. People were kind of scared of me. And I've walked into rooms where there's also another bully, and I have to reevaluate my bullyhood. That's how I kind of feel about this game, because we kept saying that Miami, it's Mario Cristobal. Miami wants to physically dominate you. They can run down your throat. They're big. They're strong. They're fast. He built this team in the trenches out. Everything you talk about. Oh, there's a spoiler alert. Indiana's built the same exact way. They play the same exact game. There's going to be a lot of big hits. It's going to be very physical. It's going to come down to who is more. And Vegas is saying Indiana's more. I can't really argue with them. I would make Indiana a touchdown favorite.
7.5, though. 7.5.
That hook kind of gets me. But I would. They're a superior team. I don't even want – see, now I'm in a bad spot because I think Indiana should be favored, but Ohio State was favored. They were underdogs in every game they played in the playoff now, and they went out there and whooped their ass. So this is what a national championship is supposed to be, honestly, because I can't tell you who's going to win, but looking at it, the optics of it, Indiana it is a superior team if you watch these games.
I mean, they've rolled through the playoffs. Telling you, that Oregon team should not have been shellacked the way that they got shellacked on Friday. So
they're going to need therapists after that
now,
game.
Again, though, you can do the other side of it, like you just said. Miami has, they snuck into the college football playoffs, which we know is a goof, but, they snuck in. They're going to College Station. They're not going to get past Texas A&M, and they did. I thought Ohio State was the toughest one on the docket. They were never outclassed in that game, ever, never. And I don't know. I watched that game. I know it's recency bias. I watched that game Friday night, man, and I was like, holy hell, this Indiana team is a team on a journey. They are on a mission. But I feel good about the Canes. I really do.
It's funny. This is a total coincidence that we just talked about the Avengers. And have you seen the new Captain America when the Red Hawk was made? Okay. Who was it? It was Indiana Jones was the Red Hawk. He's 114 years old.
Harrison Ford.
Every time they add these tertiary characters, I just can't keep up. So Red Hawk is an Avenger?
And he's Harrison Ford. Ford is whooping somebody's ass.
Because he's like 83 or something. He's a current Avenger. Harrison Ford's a current Avenger?
Who's the Red Hawk? Jimmy, who's the Red Hawk then?
No. It is Harrison Ford, but he's not an Avenger.
Harrison Ford is a Red Hawk. But it's a funny scene where the Red Hawk, first time he sees the Green Hawk, and Green Hawk kind of says, I don't have an advantage right now because Red Hawk was a bad thing. That's what we're walking. That's the situation, but it's what you're going to be a part of in a national championship game. That might be the problem is that, I can talk about Florida too. We haven't seen a national championship game in 15 years, 2008? So yeah, we haven't seen one in damn near 20 years where you're not used to walking in where you're kind of like, we don't know what's about to happen after this game ends.
What's a Red Hawk? There's a Red Hawk and a Green Hawk?
There's a Red Hawk in the new Captain America. Captain America's black. I guess they had to diversify.
Captain America's black?
Yeah, Captain America's is, what's his name? We had him on the pivot after Captain America came out. He's black now.
Stanley from The Office?
Not Stanley from The Office. His body type is different. Oh, man, Anthony Mackie. Anthony Mackie.
So confused. Oh, people on the chat are saying Hulk. Are you saying Red Hulk and Green Hulk?
Hulk, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying Hawk.
A red U?
What?
Huh?
Weren't you saying like Red Hawk, like late Hawk, oh. Hawkeye, Hawkeye, Red Hawk, Green Hawk?
I would have said Hawkeye. I said Hawk.
I thought, I don't know. What's going on here? What is happening here?
It's a Red Hulk. Hulk. Because the Red Hulk.
The Hulk.
And there's a Green Hulk.
Oh, okay. I know the Green Hulk. That's Bill Bixby.
I don't know.
So,
Crowder, Defoe and Lendu.
Crowder, when you get to Universal or Islands of Adventure, you say, let's go ride Hulk.
Go ride Hulk.
Hulk?
But you don't ride Hulk.
Hulk.
I don't want to ride Hulk. He's weak-bodied. If they have a Hulk ride, it's going to break down immediately.
We're going to talk plenty of Canes all week long. We'll keep our eye on the Dolphins coaching search as well. I want to talk Heat. They're a little bit of a disaster. Panthers might have the biggest game of their season tonight because it's the Sabres. And I got a text from Rob Pizzola, says Solana must be torn tonight. He loves his Sabres, but he is a Panthers fan. It's a tough one tonight for Solana. I want to talk NFL playoffs as well. Mike Cuno's going to join us. John Michaels is going to join us today. Let's do headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Hyundai. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
So here's what we learned over the weekend regarding the Miami Dolphins head coach.
We learned more than we just learned now about the Red and Green Hawks.
I don't like y'all too much.
I can't learn this much in one sitting.
The Dolphins did reach out to John Harbaugh on Friday to express their interest. Harbaugh is expected to narrow
Harbaugh?
Down.
What is going on here?
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hey, is Jim or John green Harbaugh or red Harbaugh?
Jim for sure is red Harbaugh.
Red Harbaugh?
Because he's a little nastier.
Oh, so Red Hulk is nastier than Green Hulk?
Red Hulk is evil. He's a bad Hulk.
Indiana Green Jones? Hulk.
Indiana Jones is nasty Hulk.
Do you guys see what happened at the Indiana Jones ride, or I guess show, in Disneyland a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, the ball came loose.
The ball came loose, and some security guard just jumped in front of it and just got rocked. I mean, he saved
a giant. It's like a giant ball of twine, yeah, right? Isn't that the original Raiders of the Lost Ark? Indiana Jones. He was running from that giant ball of twine.
Yeah, it's rolling behind him.
Yeah,
yeah. The boulder.
The twine?
The boulder.
Wasn't it? Wasn't it a ball of twine?
Not a ball of twine.
It's world's second largest ball of twine. Griswold stopped on their family vacation to see it.
Put that together. They got a lot of time on their hands.
There's like executives down in Miami this week before the national championship game. They tune in. They have no idea what's going on.
Well, join the club, because neither do we.
Yeah, Hulk, I'm saying.
Harbaugh's supposed to narrow down his search, and then he'll interview with three or four teams. But according to Connor J. Hughes, who's a reporter for SNY TV, who covers the Giants, he believes that the race for Harbaugh is down to the Giants and the Falcons. That was
Connor J. Hughes. He's determined what the race is down. Who's Connor J. Hughes?
He's the Yellow Hawk.
What the hell is going on here?
It's the Giants or the Falcons?
Well, that's one report. But there hasn't been any official national report confirming that. But the Dolphins are also going to request, or have requested, interviews with the Seattle offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, the Rams defensive coordinator Chris Shula — that last name might sound familiar — and then this one was interesting, the Niners defensive coordinator Robert Saleh, who used to be the Jets head coach.
Yeah,
I don't want Saleh, even though he's exactly the man and the man I talk about, the coach
kinda
that I
like
speak about.
Out of central casting. I mean, it was disaster in New York, but...
Disaster in New York?
Wasn't he there when Aaron first got there, and then that ended because of Aaron, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he may not have had a great shake there.
It's the Jets. Everybody's a disaster with the Jets, and then they leave, and they're successful.
True.
Correct me if I'm wrong. The Niners' defense looked pretty good against the Eagles yesterday.
And he's everything that we're looking for in a head coach.
But isn't he Brian Flores again?
Minus the disaster of his last job.
Minus the fact that the only chance he's had to be head coach was an unmitigated disaster, and he has zero success as a head coach. Other than that, he's exactly what we're looking for.
He scares me because he's big Brian Flores. Great defensive mind, runs the top five defenses everywhere he goes. But they said Brian Flores wasn't collaborative and all this stuff. He's an alpha, aggressive, straightforward, talk to you, you know, talk straight at you type guy. He's not going to sit down and have coffee with you. And that's what that's what they wanted a guy like McDaniel, because Brian Flores was the same way.
I don't know. I don't think he's like Flo. I think collaboration seems to be atop the list for Stephen Ross, and Flores wasn't that. I don't think Robert Saleh is as guarded as Brian Flores. He seems to have a better personality, seems to get along with his players a little bit better.
I agree with what you just said, and I don't think that's a formula for success. The number one thing on the list is collaboration. Boy, go win games. Whatever you need to do to win games, I will get you to win games. You don't need to sit down and talk about every damn thing.
Did I honestly miss an Avengers movie, though? Was there a new Avengers movie that I missed?
You didn't watch it. Captain America was black.
That I didn't see.
Are you sure about that?
No, you wouldn't see it. You didn't want to see it.
Did they show that in any theaters? Or did you just get a bootleg copy?
No. No. They only showed it in Open Lock.
Spoiler alert. In Endgame.
Anthony Mackie.
In Endgame, Captain America goes like back in time to put back all the Infinity Stones. And he turns up as an old man. And Captain America passes his shield to Anthony Mackie to be the next Captain America.
Was that after the credits? Maybe I left.
No, that was before the credits.
It was before the credits? I still may have left.
You bring up a good point. Those Marvel movies, they make you stay until everything's done. I don't like that either.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I got things to do.
I've been here 3 hours. Now they gotta get me for 3:15.
What was the movie I saw that was 3.5 hours long just the other week?
Avatar?
Avatar. Have you seen the new Avatar, Crowder? Because you love that movie.
Hawk, it is something I have written down, put me to bed, and I love Avatar. I went to sleep in 30 minutes. I don't know what's going on.
No one knows what's going on. Am I supposed to care about these characters? I was like... But that thing, by the third hour, if you're not constantly checking your watch or your clock on your phone, then you're just in a coma. I mean, that thing was an hour and a half too long.
We went, what was that, Friday night? It was Friday night because I was still in Brandington, whatever the hell y'all wanted me to call it.
Oh, my God.
White Sarasota. Sarasota.
I was up in Black Sarasota, and Asia and I, we go to. She gets a massage. They didn't have a couples massage. I was going to, you know, we had a good week, and she did a lot with the kids. Got her a massage. This is a lesson for you young husbands out there. We wanted to do a couples massage, but they only had one therapist at that time of night. So I let her get a massage. I sat in the car and played a car match and Candy Crush. Then we went to eat. Then we were going to go watch the Avatar because I love Avatar. No lie. As soon as the new little Zoe Saldana, the little fire people jumped out the sky, I was dead asleep because there's too many Avatars now. I didn't know where they're from.
Yeah.
Went to sleep. Asia woke me up and she was like, come on, you're sleeping. Because we had the 3D glasses on. So I look like I'm awake and I'll sit there like I'm awake, but I'd be dead asleep. Went to sleep 30 minutes in max.
It was painful. Now, DJ told me, though, the next Avatar, because I swore it off after that movie. It's been a family tradition for us, and we've seen three of them now, and I swore it off after that one. I said no more. And then the next day, DJ said to me, he goes, you know, the fourth Avatar, they come to Earth. And I go, okay, I'm back in. now I'm back in.
Because they shot the next three all at the same time.
They did?
The one is out. The next one, the next three, they all shot back to back to back. They shot them when everybody was together.
Which Avatar was Harrison Ford? I could not figure out which one he was.
He was one of them big whales with the heart with the three.
I
eyes.
Mean, the come on, the talking snuffleupaguses under the water. I mean, what are we doing? what are we doing?
So we're running from the world. I was awake during this part. This damn Jake Sully's dumb as hell. We're running from the world. No one needs to find us. These damn water people have protected us for a long time. We got to take the little white boy with dreads to the real world. Why do we need to take the little white boy with dreads? Let him go off with the air people. He'll be okay.
Monkey Boy?
Huh?
Wasn't his name Monkey Boy?
I didn't watch that Avatar.
Yeah, I think it was Monkey Boy.
The little white boy with dreads.
Yeah.
They called him Monkey Boy?
I thought so.
Did you get the bootleg copy?
As somebody who's never watched any Avatar movie, what are you guys talking about? Like,
yeah, well, I watched them all, and I didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
Yeah. So this one was bad. I don't, you know what? The first 30 minutes was bad. I have not watched the next 2.5 hours because I was sleeping and my wife had to wake me up.
It was crazy. All right, I want to get to Cuño. Anything else, Solana? I think we covered a lot.
Mike McDaniel interview for the Browns head coaching position today. Apparently, he's highly sought after.
He is in demand, man. Yeah. I want to talk about that later.
The Heat stink. And the Florida Panthers do play my Buffalo Sabres tonight at 7 p.m. Your weather in South Florida, some overcast today. It's supposed to get very cold later this week. That's weather.
Can't say some overcast. You could say some overcast skies, but clouds themselves are not just called. It's not a noun, overcast.
I'm not even entirely sure what overcast means. It just feels well,
that was pretty apparent by what you just said.
I think it's called partly cloudy.
That's your
Which
weather.
Which avatar was Jordan P. Schultz?
Didn't see him. He was Snuffleupagus under the waterfall.
I mean, that's, I'm all for whatever, but like.
I didn't even get that deep. The whale has an attitude. Now the whale has an attitude.
Like,
tighten your ass up, whale.
Yeah, like, hey, you namby-pamby manatee. The whole earth is under, the whole world is under attack.
We gotta go fight. You swim away.
All right, Mike Cuño is gonna join us next. We'll talk some Hurricanes and Dolphins with him.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Jimmy, you know how to make a hot tea?
No, I do not.
You know the ingredients of tea?
Water.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Before we talk a little football with Mike Cugno, I remind you the best place to get geared up is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Mike Cugno's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You see him on CBS 4 here in Miami and nationally on CBS Sports HQ. And Cugno, I believe, went to Christopher Columbus High School in Miami. Do you know who else went to Columbus? I guess I'll start with you, Cugno. Do you know who else in this game went to Columbus?
I think I know all the people in this game who went to Columbus. Fernando, Mario, Mirabal, Bryce Fitzgerald. I'm probably missing a couple.
Ryan Rodriguez, Vinny Gonzalez, Ryan. Albert Mendoza, as well as Fernando Mendoza. This has to be pretty wild for, we know the backstories of Fernando Mendoza coming back here to play and the Mario Cristobal connection. It has to be pretty wild for Columbus alumni, right? That all this is swirling around.
It is crazy. And like everyone I've talked to has like who are alumni have like conflicted feelings about this, but I know the school from the people I've talked to there are loving this because they're like, look, it's a win-win for us. No matter who ends up winning this game, our high school has been exposed on a major platform, and it's really cool to see. I mean, Fernando's dad showing the pictures of Coach Cristobal and Mirabal and Mr. Mendoza, you know, from their playing days at Columbus and those black and white photos. It's really cool. It's a really unique South Florida championship, but it also goes past Columbus. There's all the kids from Chaminade and Miami Central and all these other schools down here, Aquinas, that are represented and going to have a lot of friends and family. This is like uniquely an intimate national championship for Miami, but also a great storyline nationally.
And something we talked about last week, Mike, like you're a part of the alumni base. I'm sure y'all have newsletters and all because y'all got a bunch of money and a bunch of rich people. Are there people that's going that don't even really follow football like that, but so many Columbus connections are there that they just have to be in the building?
And I wouldn't say that they don't follow football because everyone, like the thing about Columbus, and you guys probably see sort of the, what we call C pride on display a lot without even realizing it. We have like, people have like the letter C on the back of their cars all over town. You'll start to notice it now that I've mentioned it, but the Columbus pride is crazy. It runs crazy deep. No matter anytime someone Columbus does anything, the newsletter gets blasted, the group chats blow up, you know, Jorge Mas went to Columbus. He owns it in Miami, you know? So like there's all these guys, Marcus Lemonis, there's all these guys, whenever they do something and are on a big stage.
He went to Columbus? Lemonis? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Marcus Lemonis. It's funny because he went, so I was at like a pep rally for something years ago. And he was there, and I think he was making some sort of big donation. And I think he just had like made an announcement that the next day there was going to be no school. And I think Fernando Mendoza was actually a student in the mosh pit that day too, because I think he mentioned it in a recent press conference, and I remember it. So yeah, there's a lot of ties to Columbus, not just here, but across the country, and it's really cool to see all of it kind of converge into one national story this week.
Let me get to the game, because I was saying to Crowder and Solana, like, we watched Indiana do what they did to Oregon on Friday, and we've watched the Canes go through really tough opponents on their road here to the national championship. So are you a little bit leery of what Indiana might be bringing to Hard Rock Stadium?
So, yes, you have to give Indiana all the respect in the world for what they are. As a football team, they're sound. They've got a Heisman winning quarterback. They've got a defense that doesn't play around. They've got athletes and age and experience on their team and a coach who's well prepared. Another guy that comes from the Saban tree. And the thing that I think might get lost in this is everyone will say, well, Miami's been battle tested, right? Each step of the way in these playoffs, they've had to prove that they can win late in the fourth quarter and they know how to do it. Indiana knows that too. They had to do that against Penn State this year. They've had to do it against Ohio State this year. So in terms of well-rounded teams, you are getting about as difficult a matchup from a physical standpoint, coaching standpoint, and a mental standpoint, because it's not just a team that was just rolling through opponents and you didn't know what they would do if they got punched in the face. They've been punched in the face and they've been able to respond and able to come out victorious on the other side. So this is about as good as a matchup you can get.
Does anything change for the Hurricanes? I was reading the average weight on the offensive line of the Hurricanes compared to the defensive line of Indiana, and like Miami, their average weight is like 50 pounds heavier than the average weight of the defensive line. I imagine like nothing changes for the Canes, right? This isn't, oh, Carson Beck has to outduel Mendoza. It's as simple as keep doing what you're doing, dominate the trenches. You should be in it at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be good at what you're good at. That's what I would say. Continue to dominate the trenches. Stick with your run game. You don't have to get cute. It almost bit them last game against Ole Miss. I think you're right. If you just do what you've been doing in the trenches and stay there, that is your wheelhouse. Play your best game, and then don't make the mistakes. The Ole Miss game, to me, reminded me a lot of what happened at SMU. There was a lot of shooting yourself in the foot, and you allowed a team to stay around, and they end up winning the game. Now, mine was fortunate against Ole Miss that didn't happen. But they're a different team since that SMU game. But they just have to eliminate those self-inflicted wounds. You have to play a clean game against Indiana. Miami absolutely has the coaching. They have the players to win this game. You just have to play it cleanly to get it done.
And do they take more chances, Mike? Because Indiana, like you're saying, they're not just this explosive team, but hell, I don't know if I have PTSD from watching them whoop Oregon and be up by 30 at halftime. Do they take more chances? Maybe some fourth and fours on the 50. This might be a punt situation, but we can't give them the ball back. We got to go for it and try to put some points on the board.
Yeah, I think you have to do it. I think you have to do it smartly. And I thought the Texas A&M game was such a well-run game from a coaching standpoint, and the fact that they played the field position game like almost perfectly. They knew A&M could not really move the ball. So it was like, just keep pinning in the deep and your field position is going to get better with each possession. You'll start to add points. And they did in that second half. And that's what happened. So I think you got to be smart with it. I like they did a couple times against Ole Miss, but don't just stay away from the cute stuff. You don't have to go to the Wildcat with Malachi Toney on 3rd-and-2. I'd rather you run it twice and not get it than do something like that and put yourself a little further behind the sticks than you need to be.
Hand the ball to Fletcher. I think we're all in agreement. Hand the ball
Marty
to
Brown,
Fletcher.
Like they're tough. They're tough to take down. Just, and your O-line's so big. Just trust those guys.
Reminds me of Crowder's high school football coach. Give the ball to Channing. He used to call you Shannon. Give the ball to Shannon.
He didn't know my name, Mike, and we ran an option, but there was only one option, and he would scream from the sideline, give the ball to Shannon, just give it to him, and the other team could hear him.
I want to hear Mario yelling, give the ball to Fletcher, just give it to him.
You didn't become a running back out of that? Come on, what happened?
Every time I tore my ACL, I was a running back. I said, yeah, I might want to stick on the defense.
Okay, be the hammer, Julio, not the nail. I got you.
Before we run out of time, Mike McDaniel seems to be a coach in desire around the league.
Yeah.
He's got an interview with the Browns. He's interviewing with other teams. He's got coordinator interviews. Is he going to be a head coach, you think, next season?
I don't know if it'll be this season, but he will be again. I believe that he's no longer a first year coach or a first time coach. And he's a coach that's taken a team to a playoff. He's gotten the max out of a quarterback in Tua. If you're Tennessee, why not talk to him? You know, like imagine Mike McDaniel with a quarterback like Cam Ward, who's mobile, who can make every throw in the field, who's durable. You just got to find the right pieces around the quarterback. But, I wouldn't be surprised if Mike. It wouldn't surprise me if he's a head coach this year. I think it's maybe next year, but he'd also make a great coordinator somewhere like Detroit or Washington. Like there are teams that can use Mike McDaniel services, no doubt.
And Mike, honestly, you don't. Hell, we know nobody knows. But do you think they should hire culture? Because we were talking about Robert Saleh earlier, where he's the tough guy. He's going to come in the building, but didn't do good with the Jets, but he's right. That tough, hard-nosed football mind. So it's more culture with him. Then you have the Kubiaks and the Shulas that are coordinator, you know, mind, mental guys, offensive dudes. Like, is it going to be a try to toughen us up guy, or is it a schematic dude? Because we just got off a schematic dude and it didn't work out for us.
For the Dolphins, yeah. I think, you know, this is why the whole John Harbaugh thing is so intriguing, because he walks in and everybody sitting in that first meeting room knows he's been there, he's done that. There's going to be that gravitas about him walking into the room like, oh, we know what he is as a head coach, whereas some of these first year guys have to establish that. And so that's why I think the Stefanskis or the Harbaughs are so attractive for the Dolphins, is because you don't have to wonder, are they going to have to go through not just building out a roster, but finding the right culture fit guys and all that and establishing that. So I'm with you. That's the route I would go. Less on the first-time coaches, more on the guys who have been there and done that.
If they don't end up with Harbaugh, did they make a mistake getting rid of McDaniel? Because it actually seemed like they had planned on keeping him, in my opinion.
You know, I don't know, because, look, I thought they would have kept Mike. You know, you guys had me on the show last week, and I thought he was due for another year. And I think I even said I would have given him the extra year. But you just came back off back-to-back losing seasons. And what they have to do and build around all the contracts from this year is going to be a tough task. Were they going to make the playoffs again next year? Are they even with a new coach? It's hard to say. So I don't know if it's a mistake if they don't get Harbaugh, but as long as they get the right guy and someone that, you know, John Eric Sullivan, that's the thing, is like, you have to put a lot of trust in John Eric because of what he's been with the Packers. He knows what long-term success is. They've only had a few coaches and a few quarterbacks there. So even if they don't get Harbaugh, you got to imagine that this guy knows what he's looking at. So I wouldn't consider it a miss or a mistake if they don't end up with Harbaugh.
Cuño, how thrilled are you that you don't have to travel for the national championship game?
Oh, God. I'm happy to put my suitcases away. The only thing in my suitcase right now is my cat. She's bundled up in there. Now it's just open in the closet.
Adorable. Love a cat guy. Yeah. I'm a cat guy. All right, Cuño.
I got two dogs. I got two dogs too. I got a couple of bulldogs, so I'm not necessarily a cat guy. Married a cat lady. That's what happened.
Ah, good for you. That's what makes a happy marriage. Well, congrats to you Columbus folk, man. You can enjoy it all week long as everyone sings your praises.
Just know we're going to be so unbearable no matter what happens.
Yeah. Finally paid off. You guys didn't get into Belen, but I guess, you know, all these years later, you get to celebrate.
Sure. Okay. That's not a rivalry, by the way.
See you, Cuño.
Bye, guys.
There you go. Mike Cuño from CBS 4. It is great to be a Miami Hurricane, and that means you got to get to Caneswear in Davie. I honestly, what is anyone even doing now? Why are you listening to us or watching us? You should be at Caneswear in Davie. I imagine they're listening right now because that place is Canes headquarters. Get your Hurricanes merch right now at Caneswear. I mean, don't tell me you're going to go to the game Monday the 19th without new gear on. Or don't tell me you're going to watch the game on the 19th, even if you're on your couch by yourself, without being decked out in brand new Canes gear. I mean, we've been waiting for this season for over 20 years. So celebrate it with a trip to Caneswear today. Maybe you've got some extra cash laying around because you got some holiday gifts or a holiday bonus. Get what you want at Caneswear. This week, this weekend, the party will be at Caneswear in Davie. So make sure you get there before the 19th or early on the 19th. We've all seen how much tickets can cost for the game. I did the math here. You can take that money, and instead of buying two tickets, you can buy yourself like 265 hats at Caneswear. All right? So listen, you'll enjoy the game, no doubt. But the game starts, game ends. You go home. You have 265 new hats? And it's going to last your lifetime. something I came up with on my own. Kainsware didn't send that copy. I came up with that on my own. And I did pull out the calculator. I figured $30 a hat, right? And I figured $4,000 a ticket, right?
That's right. That's wrong.
Well, maybe, I don't know. I got to go back and see what, because I left a paper trail. But I'm pretty sure if you don't want to buy tickets, you could take that money, buy 265 new hats at Kainsware.
Sounds good.
And for tomorrow's commercial, I'll figure out jerseys. Make sure you follow Kainsware on social media. They are putting up incredible content and great merch for Canes fans everywhere. So show the world how you rep the U. Get to Kainsware in Davie on University Drive, right next to La Spada's, where you can shop online at Kainsware.com. Kainsware, the spot South Florida sports fans shop.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.